producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, before we dive headlong into the news of the day, I know how much you like Star Trek. We like Star Trek here. Rumor has it they're going to come out with another TV series of Star Trek, Dr. Batar. I don't know if it'll be any good, but seems like that creation of Gene Roddenberry and those folks is continuing on into the future.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably got to be the longest running series, right? Because with Star Trek and Star Trek Next Generation, Star Trek to Deep Space Nine, all these different ones that they had, that's got to set a record.
Yeah, next year I think will be 50th anniversary, 50 years. So yeah, that's got some longevity. He set up a universe that people are still interested in today.
Absolutely, and of course the doors opening up when you walk through, and you know, with the exception of the sound, those doors are now used at every department store. And
right.
I'm waiting for the time when they come out with the replicators, the tricorders.
Yeah, the tricorders are cool. We've joked about some level of sensitivity of machines that do exist that can kind of do those things. But anyway, just a side note as we cover pop culture as well as some advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar, drbuttar.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Mississippi, lovely Mississippi. Now, I like the South. I grew up a lot of my years in the South, even though I was born in the North. I learned to become a Southerner. And I kind of took offense a little bit to the Northern pretentiousness that they looked down. They thumbed their noses down at the South. But in this case, there's some problems I have with one particular state in the South called Mississippi. Not necessarily the people, but the government and what it's done. It is one of the states that has no objection to or exemptions to vaccine unless they're medical, which means nobody's getting exemptions, basically. And it has the highest vaccine compliance rate in the world, not just the nation. They say 99.7%. And Dr. Batar, I think that's as close to 100% as you can get. I mean, that's statistically 100%.
Yeah, it's interesting how Mississippi hits number one in so many different areas. So most uneducated state, the lowest literacy rates, highest incidence of autism, and now you're seeing highest compliance with vaccinations and highest infant mortality rate. So I'm not sure whether those statistics are global. I know the one that you mentioned just now was global, but I know when you compare the 50 states,
yes,
by far Mississippi leads in highest levels of illiteracy, and mm-hmm. also the highest level of autism, and, of course, the highest compliance of with vaccinations, and now, you know, with the mortality aspect. So it's interesting that there's a direct correlation, highest compliance and highest vaccine with the highest mortality and highest instance of autism. So what does that tell you?
Well, I think it's the unspoken truth. It's like if you point that out to someone who would attack us simply for bringing something like that up, you point out the fallacy of the vaccine religion. You know, if there was legitimacy to it, they would look at this and say, hey, there's something wrong with here. Or maybe they would attempt to conduct some studies that would dispute the link, the causal link, and say, well, it's just some sort of coincidence. It's not linked in any way. But I mean, if we look at the global stats on vaccination, I don't know that any population, state or otherwise, around the world has a 99.7 uptake of the vaccine schedule that is more invasive and more comprehensive than in any other nation of the world, save South Korea, which pretty much has mimicked what the United States has done. And of course, they have very high vaccine or autism rates as well.
Right, and I'm going to take this into an area that we don't like to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek.
But yes.
Let's start looking at what I have said for decades, that once you empower people with knowledge, you can't that individual can no longer be a victim. And as you've very affectionately referred to these people that follow the indoctrinated path as sheeples, now you look at the literacy rate and you see the education rate and you see the highest illiteracy rate, which would then indicate that if they're illiterate, by definition, they're not educated. If they're not educated, then they're not aware, and so they're going to be more prone. Again, I'm making these connections. Maybe I'm conjuring them up, but it would seem like it's sequential linear logic. So if you have people that are not educated, they're more prone to following whatever they're told to do. They follow
authority.
Is appropriate.
Yeah.
They become more like sheeple.
Yeah,
and so that's one reason, you know, you mentioned highest compliance rate. So their highest compliance is correlated with illiteracy or uneducation, because the more educated you are, the more you're going to kind of, theoretically, you're going to more question. I mean, there's a difference between education and intelligence. We're not talking about level of intelligence. We're just talking about a level of education, because you can have, you know, there's a difference. And for those that may question that, a person can be very educated and not be very intelligent, or a person can be very intelligent and not educated. So we're talking about an education here. And so if they're indoctrinated into a certain thought process that if you want to do the best for your child, regardless of how intelligent you are, if you're not educated on the various components and subtleties and some of the you know, political stances here, and let's say literacy is in question here, so if they're not very literate, then they're not going to be able to read the different opinions. And so they're going to follow what they think is the best, because they're told this is the best for your child, so they're more compliant, and thus they have the highest level of infant mortality and highest incidence of autism, because as the Geyers had shown, the infant mortality is directly related, the sudden infant death syndrome was related to the whooping cough vaccine, and there's many, many associations and studies that have been done to show the correlation between sudden infant death syndrome, various levels of mortality, vaccination correlation. So, you know, the dots all follow in the right direction.
Yeah, and another difficulty in this, and of course, this is not us calling the people of Mississippi stupid. You know, that wouldn't be appropriate, but as I said, lack of education, lack of exposure to certain thought forms that would begin to question the authority, in this case, the state, which says you must, in order to send your kids to school, you must be vaccine compliant. The only exemptions you get, there's no philosophical, there's no religious, there's only what? Medical, and good luck getting a medical exemption. If a doctor is known to provide them, they will be very quickly threatened with loss of their license. And until they become compliant with not issuing these exemptions. Right. And of course, you can read, I believe, I don't know if it's true of all vaccinations, but certainly the animal vaccinations. If you go to a vet clinic and look at the inserts, it says, do not administer to an animal who is not healthy. In other words, they say, do not, because the risk of doing this to an unhealthy animal, much less an unhealthy human, is only exacerbated. And so we look at the refusers, if you will, or those who simply modify the schedule working with their doctors. They tend to have the highest education levels. And this is a quandary or dilemma for the left-leaning broadcast media. This is where I got into trouble calling Jon Stewart out for promoting Nazi-like tactics, for you know, attacking the so-called Marin housewives because they're coasting on everybody else's herd immunity. And I said, you know, what you're trying to do is ostracize a group of people who have a different opinion on vaccines. And I said, that's a Nazi-like behavior. I didn't call him a Nazi, but the Jewish press said I called him a Nazi. And I got in trouble for that. Not that I worry about that too much. But the point here is it's a dilemma, because you look at the people that they denigrate and make fun of, the liberal intelligentsia. It would be the southern folk, the poor folk. And these people are compliant. Their so-called heroes, the high-intelligent, high-degreed, Ivy League, Stanford, whatever it is, they're the ones that are refusing. They're the ones who are questioning. They're the ones who are not allowing the full-on schedule to occur. Isn't that interesting?
Right, and I think that's a very important point, that that nobody's calling anybody stupid. But here's the fact. If you have the highest levels of illiteracy in your state, then those people are not able to tap into this knowledge base that's basically internet-based or written material, because you're not going to watch a TV or a video to really get this information. So you really don't have the venue available to you to look at the other opinion or the other side of the coin. And then when you're sitting there and you've got your child's health, you're obviously going to want to be motivated to do the best for your child. And when something has been shoved down your throat that this is the best thing and this is what responsible parents would do for their children, if you love your child, you're going to get them vaccinated, then what would anybody do? They would do exactly what most of the people in Mississippi are doing, is getting their children vaccinated, because they don't have an opportunity to see the other side. They're basically, as you say, Robert, they're sheeple. They've been pushed. They've been pushed into a chute, and they have no other options. They're blinded, so they can't see any course other than straight forward. There's no right. There's no left. There's only forward, and they go off the proverbial cliff, just like
they're marched right off the cliff. Exactly.
And so I
can't say this enough and emphasize this enough. When you read an article like that that says, okay, 99.7%, which is basically 100%, that's as close as you're ever going to get. Vaccine compliance, number one in terms of infant mortality. Why are there not, and of course this is not a question that actually requires an answer, but why are there not congressional hearings? Seriously. Yeah. I mean, think about it. Where's Dick Durbin when he thinks a dietary supplement causes a hangnail? He wants to have an inquiry and have the FDA march in and destroy a business. When you have infant mortality tied to full vaccine compliance, it's cricket time. Nobody in Congress wants to mention it. Bill Posey has read into the record what the CDC whistleblower has said, what Brian Hooker has found, and still no investigation being called here. Tell me that they care about the so-called people, a.k.a. sheeple.
Yeah. It's actions speak louder than words, and inactions are equally as loud as words, and the lack of action speaks volumes. You must open up the Pandora's box to really start seeing, how the dots connect, so that you can understand what the motivation is. But a lot of people, again, they will pawn people like you and me, Robert, off into the conspiratorial realm and write those type of things off. But truth is stranger than fiction, so we'll see as awareness increases where this road leads to. But I certainly know for my own staff and my own family and my own immediate family and extended family that they want to have nothing to do with the vaccination realm.
Yeah, as it exists today, it is not rooted in real science. And even if the people who are the underlings in there really think they're doing the right thing, all you need to do is investigate below the surface to see the things we've shared with you over the years here doing advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Pediatricians firing their clients, patients?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding. It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We kick off each weekday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Bittar, Advanced Medicine. You can always catch a rebroadcast through Advanced Medicine. Well, where does it link to? Medical Rewind. That's right, medicalrewind.com. Going on for years, hundreds of hours available to you. We're talking, obviously, about the vaccine issue. We don't only talk about that, but that is a big one. When it comes to the health of every person on planet Earth impacted by vaccines, just about. And it's a biggie. And, of course, the regular media does not acknowledge what we've talked about for years. That's why we keep revisiting it with each new news story. And on the pediatrician front, interesting story here, the rise of the pediatricians who fire their patients. That's right. Rather than being glum and sad about it, I'm actually pleased. When a pediatrician fires a family who does not wish to vaccinate according to schedule, I say good riddance. You don't want to work with that doctor anyway.
Well, I say that patient that the family, at least, that was fired because of the patient that the pediatrician did not want to vaccinate, that is a blessing.
Yes.
To that family and to that child. And so I would actually suggest that if your pediatrician fires you because you didn't want to do a vaccine, and they want to do a vaccine, write them a letter of thank you.
Yes, I know. It's different than how this news media is portraying it in many ways, because even the American Academy of Pediatrics says, we don't recommend you do that, because they know it's going to backfire on them, rather than
trying
to keep them in the fold. I mean, it's going to lead more people to say, why do I even need a pediatrician?
Which is happening. I'd say probably a third of my patients don't have a pediatrician, and the other third are actively seeking another doctor because they don't want to go to the pediatrician.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, the first doctor I heard say you don't need one is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. you know, as much as I know that, is we're like, why we've been programmed to believe, aren't there other qualified health professionals that kind of know the baseline of how a healthy infant can become a healthy child to a healthy teenager, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not to say there's never a place for a doctor who specializes in pediatrics, but the point is the healthy baby visits that we've been told or sold on are all about vaccinations, not about healthy babies.
So I don't mean to attack pediatricians, but this was a joke. When I was in medical school, one of my friends had told me that he was going into pediatrics, and we had a study group. There was three of us in the study group, and there was another guy that was he was really, really good at note pool. And note pool, for those people that don't know what that is basically because there's so many notes, you know, 12 to 15 pages of notes during each lecture, you would actually subscribe. Everybody would subscribe to Note Pool, and then or whoever wanted to, and then there would be notes that would be taken. Certain people that were good at taking notes would take notes. They would type them up, and they would be all outlined, so you'd have the entire lecture, what was covered in Note Pool. And so you could theoretically miss class, come at the end of the day, and pick up your notes from the day before and have everything that you needed to study. So anyway, this guy was one of the Note Pool takers, and, you know, they got paid because everybody would subscribe to it, so Note Pool people would make some money, which was good side money for them. And, of course, I was never one that did note pool because, one, I sucked at taking notes, and, two, you know, I didn't have the patience for it. But I subscribed to it. I was a consistent subscriber because I could get everybody, somebody else to take notes.
Yes.
So this particular guy was really good at note-taking, but he basically announced to the three of us, we were all going into surgery, and he said that he was going into pediatrics, and he was really proud of it. Mm. And I remember looking at the two study partners, and we were all considered rogues. And, you know, they kind of looked at me and were like, what the hell are you going to pediatrics for? I mean, what's pediatrics? And he's like, oh, with pediatrics, this and that. We're like, dude, what are you talking about? It's like veterinary medicine. Your patients can't talk back to you. Just half the dose of the adult and just give it to them. What is pediatrics? So that was our joke. Now,
right.
You know, and now, of course, looking at it, it's actually with what's happened in the pediatric community and with the, since they're the ones that are primarily responsible for giving the vaccines, it's really a challenging time for pediatricians. I can tell you that there's a couple of pediatricians that I know that are extremely antagonistic towards vaccinations themselves. They are, you know, part of the AWARE group. They feel a terrible sense of responsibility. The two that I'm thinking of right now, they both are really, really good doctors, and they're torn, but they're not torn to do the vaccinations. They're torn in the fact that they were trying to do the right thing because they wanted to go into pediatrics and help children, and they're torn in that knowledge that for the first part of their careers they did nothing but give vaccines, which in their world, and accurately enough for you and me too, they hurt kids. And so it's been a difficult time for those type of doctors.
Yeah, no, listen, I have compassion, especially when they wake up and want to do right, make it right. We have another physician, pediatrician that I've interviewed. She came to the homeoprophylaxis seminar in Dallas. I'm going to get her on and talk about that soon as well. All right, why are death rates rising for middle-aged white Americans? We'll investigate after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, links are up in the show notes. Thanks, Doc Ed. RobertScottBell.com. Getting you to DrBitar.com. Also, the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And, of course, you know, as I present my lectures around the country, around the world, that's one of the books. It's right in there. And if you haven't read it, you hadn't picked it up, my goodness, it's a life changer, and it is so helpful to so many. So take a look. It's there in the notes. Now, Dr. Bitar, before we dive into a very politically sensitive discussion of mortality rates, I'm a little nervous, yes. The politically incorrect discussion of middle-aged white folks and why they're dying in greater numbers than ever before. We're going to go there in a moment. But I opened the show today, surprise appearance by Mike Adams, the health ranger. You know, he's got his food science lab, and he does all of these, you know, high-tech tests now on different things. And he just ran analysis on zeolites. You know, and zeolites have been promoted for detoxing heavy metals. And it turns out the reason they were linked to detoxing heavy metals is because they can't contain heavy metals. When you take them, there's evidence that there's some excretion that goes on. So they wrongly assumed it was the zeolites causing the binding of heavy metals and the excretion of them. But it turns out it's because they're putting the heavy metals in, and you're instantaneously, to some degree, able to remove some of them. And, of course, what it does do, better than just about anything else, is bind to radioactive cesium. And so the appropriate place is, you know, when you have no choice in a nuclear fallout scenario and the food is contaminated, you could arguably say zeolites would be safe and important to take. But outside of that, they've been wrongly used for many years by some that have interpreted the data wrong.
Well, it's actually no surprise to me, Robert. Mm-hmm. I've never recommended zeolites, and it's the same reason that I've never recommended cilantro. You know that, I think we've talked about this a couple of years ago.
We did, yes.
You know, about the cilantro aspect, because cilantro is a natural sequester of mercury out of the environment. And so when people say, oh, you should use cilantro as a natural chelator, the problem is, I mean, I love cilantro, by the way. And I
do, too. I'm a big fan. It's yummy. The question is, like what you say, Dr. Bitar, is that if it is that sequester in nature, you better be sure that however they're growing this thing, that it's not harnessing mercury from the environment it's grown in.
And that's exactly the point, because all the cilantro supplements we've tested actually had mercury and other metals, but especially very high in mercury. And unless that cilantro is grown in a controlled laboratory environment, its natural job is to sequester that mercury and concentrate it. And since mercury is ubiquitous in our environment, it's going to, by definition, have mercury in it. And so when you start taking cilantro supplements thinking that you're going to bind to mercury, you're actually taking a greater load of mercury into your body. And let's say that you don't have that much mercury. Your system is actually reasonably
functional
at eliminating mercury. Right. You're going to actually be increasing the net effect, burden of mercury in your body. So you got to be very, very careful. That's one reason I've never recommended cilantro or you know, some of these other greens for detoxification. I've never recommended zeolite. People tell me they were taking zeolite. They want to know my opinion. And I tell them, listen, as far as I'm concerned, if you're not using a chelator and you're using some of these natural components that are natural, but Dr. Charlie, they're naturally occurring in the environment. They do this. That's the whole reason that I don't want to use it, because that, they're already doing that. And unless you can be assured, and every time I've tested, it's come back that it has mercury. Unless you can be assured that it's been grown in a controlled laboratory, pristine environment without any exposure to mercury, it is going to have mercury in it. By definition, it's going to have mercury in it, because that's how the creator designed it to bind to mercury.
Well, exactly. And so that's it. You've got to be careful about these things. Even if there's a reason in nature that they're there for us to use, we're not arguing against that. Again, we both love cilantro, but the idea to use it as a supplement, unless you can be sure it's grown in ideal conditions where it hasn't already sequestered heavy metals like mercury into your system, that's why you got to be very careful about what you put into your body. And again, why I appreciate those who are actually digging deep to find these facts and reveal them. And it's upsetting to some, because we have an attachment to things we think are helping us. But if you take a substance and suddenly you see more excretion of the thing you were targeting, it could be because that thing you're using to bind it is actually bringing it into your system. That's what has been revealed today.
And it's your body's natural pathways that are excreting it. You know, if you can grow cilantro in an aquaponics environment, for example, and you know that the water is clean and pristine, then use the cilantro, because then I think it's going to make a difference. And, in fact, that's one of the things we're planning on doing, is growing cilantro in aquaponics, not to make supplements out of it, but just to consume our own cilantro in our own earth.
Right. Yeah, we've planted some in an environment we hope is clean as well. But, again, it's the thing is, I don't want to give up some foods, but I want to find ways to have a little bit more control over the environment that they're grown in. And I know we don't live in a pristine world anymore. We've been contaminated for generations now. So it isn't that we're deluding ourselves to think we can do it perfectly. But, my goodness, the best we can do is better than not doing it. The best we can do is my point.
Yep, I totally agree.
Yeah. So now we're on to the politically incorrect topic of why death rates are rising for middle-aged white folks in America.
This segment would be carried into the ending by the time we finish with this topic.
I know. I try. This is the dangerous time. Why are white people dying more than ever in middle age? And there's plenty of controversial things that can be said, and I'm sure Dr. Bitar might say one or two of them.
I'm not going to hold off.
Okay, big trouble, mister. The mortality rate, let me just say this. The mortality rate for whites 45 to 54 years old with no more than a high school education increased by 134 deaths per 100,000 people from 1999 to 2014. And you're saying this is that's a big number. That's a significant number in a 15-year period. 134 deaths increase per 100,000 people. Why? Now they're speculating on what could be the case here. What is causing the death? And that's where it gets interesting, because they list things like not cancer and heart disease. The big two or three that they say are killing everybody, but they say the increases are happening due to suicides. Opioid addiction.
Yeah, look at that number though for a second, Robert. It's suicide, and now you look at antidepressants, the most prescribed drug on the planet, right?
Right.
More than 50% of Americans have been prescribed an antidepressant, and the antidepressants, with the exception of one class, are all based on the same, like the Prozac. Panacea or Pandora, there's a book that was written about it. They're all based on the same configuration of as angel dust, right? Isn't that LSD?
No, the PCP PMP, that would be the methylphenidate.
All these drugs is way better than me, because obviously you've experimented with them all and you know all the.
No, I haven't.
I'm not very good at this stuff.
I've had to cover it, but certainly the ones you're talking about are based on. You're giddy tonight. They're based on the fluorine molecule, the fluoride molecule, like the Prozac, and that is another aspect of things that could increase the uptake of heavy metals. Of course, increasing depression. Some of what they're saying here is that, you know, the white folks were sold a bill of goods that they're now realizing were a phony set of goods, like the healthcare system in America for the past 100 years. And they're recognizing, oh, my gosh, we were lied to. What do I do? And of course, they're on the meds already. They're on opioids to kill the pain for any number of reasons. They're on antidepressants to kill their depression because they were lied to about what was important in life, I think. And
well,
we bought into this crass materialism.
Yeah, but I think that your point during the break when you brought this up and we were talking about big pharma's role in it, I really think that's where it is, because if you look at these class of drugs again, you come back and you look at the incidence of antidepressant usage, you look at the incidence of depression, and you start looking at these class of drugs and how they're known to cause hallucinations. In fact, all the PCP deaths back in the 60s, you know, the mechanism of suicide, what mechanism these people would die with, because they were trying to fly off buildings. They thought they could fly. And then if you look at all the Prozac breakthroughs, when they almost took Prozac off the market for the breakthrough suicide rate, the mechanism of those suicides were all the same. It was people jumping off buildings. But I think it was wrongly labeled as suicide because people were jumping off buildings. It was more hallucinations of people thought they could fly. And so There's an interesting correlation between the incidence of these people that are dying, and they've demographically segregated them out to be the white middle-aged people, but it would be interesting to see how many of these people were diagnosed as depressive. Also, it would be interesting to see how many of these people were veterans and came back from, you know, the first or second Iraq War or from Vietnam, and just to see the correlation between incidence of being a veteran or having seen combat or having been in a potentially stressful environment and the incidence of suicide.
Yeah, and I think they are breaking it out here, because they do acknowledge that the same age group in blacks and Hispanics is declining as far as death rates. But, of course, their death rates are much higher due to other causes. But to acknowledge, in a sense, the particular subpopulation, if we talk about white folks of middle age, why they're taking themselves out. And another cause of mortality was liver disease. And I'm thinking, again, pointing back to the drugs, so many things that have been sold to us as, oh, yeah, it's just part of normal. You know, when you've talked about drugs, they were a very short burst term usage to get people out of crisis. Now they've become, you know, staples of everyday use.
Well, actually, you know, look, if you look at the two most damaging drugs to the liver, Tylenol, most widely prescribed drug and most frequently seen overdose item in emergency rooms and affecting the liver. And then, of course, the other one is the statin drugs.
Statins, yes. Cholesterol-lowering medication. And good luck finding somebody over 45 who's not been prescribed a statin drug.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're right. Sure. And this is the kind of thing that is absolutely damaging. We're talking about a pharmacological decimation of a particular population in America. And you white folks, of which some people look at me and say I'm one of them, you bought it hook, line, and sinker, and now your liver is being destroyed. Your psyche is being altered, and perception becomes reality on these mind-altering medications.
Just another good reason to be grateful that I'm brown.
Brown or swarthy looking? What do they say?
I don't know. Whatever it is.
Oh, man, Dr. Bitar, look out. Well, that was not so bad because of what
that
he said on the break.
I was much lighter than you thought I was going to be.
Yeah, you made me nervous on the break. I'll say that. So check it out. The link's into the New York Times, this article. Read about it because it might be your mom or dad we're talking about. It might be your brother, your uncle, your aunt. I mean, it wasn't broken down by sex in its men and women of these generations. And it is time, you millennials out there, I know you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, make a switch. You must abandon Planet Pharma in order to survive this. We're going to continue talking about ways to do that and detox, and we've got one more segment to do it in today as we wrap up Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Remember, Medical Rewind, also our syndicator GCN, Natural News, Talk Network, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and more.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735 or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your monitorblockpocket.com. Or will you forget?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And Dr. Rashid Batar, Super Don behind the scenes there, Patrick on the board. Dr. Batar, post-Halloween, of course, we've got to warn folks for the Halloween flu, which is not a viral cause. It's caused by excess consumption of refined sugars, artificial sweeteners, artificial colorings and flavorings that start us down the road to flu shots or flu season that they want to counteract with flu shots.
Yeah, that's true. Sugar will definitely reduce your immune system. And, you know, it's interesting talking about Halloween and candies and the sugar consumption. There was a study, a newscast that I saw, and they were talking about the incidence of high refined sugars in the candies, and they were talking about the people that actually try to put healthy components inside of the treat bags. And they did a little newsroom test, and they had different types, homemade candies or homemade desserts, I guess you could call it, versus some of the refined stuff. And they were looking at people, and they were saying which one people wanted. And it was interesting because about half the people did want the homemade stuff, and about half the people said, no, there's no way I would never have this. I'd rather have that. You know, why would I want to have a brownie when I can have a Reese's peanut butter cup or that type of thing. But about half the people were looking at healthy options. And, of course, this was adults. They weren't looking at kids. But at least people's interest being inclined towards looking at something more homemade. God knows what the ingredients were in the homemade stuff. You know, maybe they're But the point is that the thought process of individuals was at least lined up with, I would rather have a homemade dessert as opposed to synthetic, industrial, you know, manufactured type dessert.
Yeah, I had some kids come to the door, and I was handing out 100 micrograms of GTF chromium. One of the parents were there and said,
"Oh man!"
And I was like, "Oh, come on, guys. I mean, I'm just trying to help out here. We need a little chromium to deal with all that sugar," but they didn't get it. But, I mean, you know, this really is a consciousness shifter. One day we'll look back and like, dude, you know, we're freaking poisoning the kids. And it's not just once a year. We know that this happens on an ongoing basis, but we're convinced that just a little bit of candy is not going to be bad. No. A little bit of toxic, accumulation over time, it becomes a lot. And it becomes a lot fast in a world where food, water, and air are contaminated, as we've talked about for years. So it's not just a little bit once a year. It's a lot all of the time.
But you know what's interesting, though, is also when you start looking at the younger population, you start seeing them, and most of the kids that I saw, my son, my nephews and nieces, and I've seen other kids do this too, they take their candies, They take a couple of things that they like. My son took 80%, 85% of his candies, took them to the employees on the farm and gave it all to them. Said, what do you guys want? And let them have it all. So I was pleasantly surprised, and I saw my nephews and nieces kind of do the same thing. They took a couple of things that they wanted. The rest of it went into a bag, and it was going to be given to a local shelter for, of course, that's not a, you know, give it to a local shelter. Hey, let's take these people that are already behind the eight ball and give them more stuff to make it. But the point was they didn't consume it themselves.
Yeah, well, and my daughter has been, you know, my son was never really into trick-or-treating for whatever reason, but my daughter, she's 10, she's still into it, she dressed up, and, you know, she has fun, but, you know, she's never ate in the candy, because we, you know, we do our organic thing, and she has a treat, no big deal, so for her, it's not a big deal, but for those who grew up this way and feel like you're doing your kid a disservice by not allowing him to eat that garbage, honestly, the only way you can think that is if you're still eating that garbage, because you don't want to deny yourself. And I think that's how it plays out in a weird way.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very
true. Yeah. Well, Super Don, you know, post Halloween here, we got about a little minute left here. Throw you into the mix here. I know you've had kids grow up, and you've covered some stories with me. As long as we're not going back to Vermont, I guess I can have you open your mic again.
Well, you know what? Listen,
what?
We were going to talk about a Halloween story, but I just found something out. You know, we were reminiscing about the stuff of our childhood.
Last hour,
some of the video games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out that we missed something very significant on October 4th. It was an anniversary of a TV show that I'm sure that you and I both remember from our childhood.
What was it?
Back in 1957, on October 4th, was the debut of the television series Leave It to Beaver.
No. Somehow
we missed that somehow.
The reruns are happening in Vermont because 90% evidently have never tried beaver. That's what we learned last hour. Thank you, Super Don.
Okay. You're welcome.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, the show's over. Oh, sorry, Dr. Batar. You don't get to say anything
more. That's all right. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to come down to that level.
No, but you can say the power to heal
is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.